The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
The resurrection power for today. Yes, resurrection power for today. We are trusting God that through this medium, the Lord will impart unto us every ingredient, every element, whatever we need for the day. The Bible said that we should not worry about each day, because each day has its own troubles. Each day will worry about its own troubles. Yes. But the Bible said that this is the day that the Lord has made, not the devil, but the Lord has made, that we should be glad and rejoice in it. It's a covenant day, according to Jeremiah 33, 25 and 26. Yes, it means that God has spoken to the day, what the day should produce in the lives of his children. Another powerful prayer. It's a covenant day. I was praying it for some hour. Oh, it's a covenant day. How to pray covenant night and how to pray covenant day. I'm telling you, you are secure. The devil can never get you, either by day or by night. He can't get you, because whether day or night, since it is a covenant day, I am telling you, it is your covenant day. It's not a covenant day for every human being. It's a covenant day for you, the children of God. But yes, God has covenanted that day must come and light must come, and it has never ceased. In the same way, your testimony will come. Your healing will come. Your deliverance will come. Because if the day has never stopped coming, the night has never stopped coming, it means that nothing God has promised you will stop coming. It is coming, and it will come. No power can stop it. The devil has not been able to stop the day from coming. He has not been able to stop the night from coming. What the devil cannot stop, he cannot stop. He cannot stop your dream. He cannot stop your testimony. He cannot stop your destiny. In fact, the devil works against these things with our cooperation. Say our cooperation.
Our cooperation.
Say our cooperation.
Our cooperation.
Yes. When we cooperate with him, with our mouths, what we say, with our thinking, what we think, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. When we cooperate with him in our actions, what God said we shouldn't do are the things we are doing. We are cooperating with the devil to have his way in our lives, to have his way in our testimonies, to have his way in our health, to have his way anywhere he wants. Say, Lord,
help me
not to cooperate
with the devil
in my mind,
in my mouth,
and in my actions.
Today
and forever,
in
Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. So please, the reason why the devil is having his way, because we are cooperating with him. Hey, this is a revelation. I'm telling you, the devil is strong in your life because you are cooperating with him. Anger, you are giving way to the expression of anger. You are cooperating with him. So he has built a stronghold. He started with a foothold, and it has become what? A stronghold. Please stop blaming God and let's start looking into ourselves. I'm telling you, from now, take this revelation. Never ever say, God, why me? Why so and so? And start looking into yourself. Ask God, rather, God, what should I do? How should I pray? Which area am I cooperating with the devil? You know, I sent you some videos, some of you, about Benny Hinn. Benny Hinn, when you look at that picture, somebody sent a message that, oh, Pastor, I think this is his early days. Yes, it could be. He was very young when he got a revelation. Yes, when God told me, stop blaming me. Stop saying that, why me, why me? And begin to storm the gates of hell. Mm-hmm. Stop saying that I have not given you something.
Mm-hmm.
I've given you everything by the cross. Begin to stop the gates of hell. Stop the gates of hell. And when he caught that revelation, he started storming the gates of hell to release souls, to release the blessings, to release what? Yes. And he was right. I sent that those videos around to a few of you. Today we want to read John chapter 19, verse 33 and 34. John 19, 33 and 34. But when they came to Jesus and found that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. Bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. Hey, today we are going to see something. Let's go to Colossians chapter 1, verse 19. Colossians chapter 1, verse 19. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him. 20. And through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Colossians 2:10. And you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority. King James says, you are complete in Christ. Colossians 2:10. You are complete in Christ. Our prayer theme for today is commanding your expression, an extension of God on earth. Commanding your expression, just like yesterday. Yesterday we prayed directly, I am God's extension and expression. So it's the same. Commanding your expression and extension of God on earth. Beloved, there are some secrets that the devil doesn't want you to know. That is why he has distracted us with so many things so that we can't have time to meditate. We can't have time for the word. I'm telling you, look, the devil, the only thing the devil has succeeded in doing is to give you a distracted mind. A distracted mind. Your mind is so occupied with your job, your career, how to make money. Right now, people are driving. They must get, yes, I know. I know that you should drive. Yeah, I am not saying don't work. No, work. Work. Yes, work. Oh, work. Because I don't have a job for you. Work. The first thing God gave man was work, even before marriage. God established work before marriage. That is why marriage committee, we ensure, we ask, what work are you doing before you are going to marry? Because work first, so that you can get money to live on, so that you don't become a beggar. But you see, we should guard against distracted mind. Look, the devil is using the weapon of distraction to steal our minds from the reality, from the things that builds up, from knowing the things for which Christ has died for us, from knowing who we are. Look, because he knows that as long as your mind is on who you are, as long as your mind is on what Christ has accomplished, as long as your mind and your mouth are declaring, his power is broken. I'm telling you, his power is broken. His power is broken. I thank God for this platform. I'm telling you, many of us, we are not able to have personal devotions. Yes, some 15 minutes. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Even your mind is not there. The scripture, you read, you just read like that. You get up, you are gone. You will never grow. You will never grow. You will never become complete in him. The Bible says that we are complete in Christ. Look, you are an extension and expression of God on earth. Please, somebody should get this and let this be in your mind that you are God's extension and expression. How did you become God's extension and expression? Through the cross. Through the cross. Yes. When you became born again, through the cross. Let me tell you, what the cross has done for us, you have no idea. You have no idea. You have no idea. When you read 1 Corinthians 1:18, it talks about the power of the cross. The power of the cross. The power of the cross. And Galatians 5:11 is talking about the offense of the cross. Look, the devil will never want you to remember the cross. He doesn't want you to mention anything connected to the cross, because that was where he was crushed. It was on the cross that all his powers and principalities were destroyed. It was on the cross that we were given birth. Do you know the reason why Jesus came to be born? Look, God could have saved the whole world in the spirit. He would have just spoken a word. All of you be born again. All of you be delivered from Adamic curse. It was, God is a principle God. Sometimes when I look at people, I laugh. When people are doing this, I don't know whether because of what I have studied or my level or I don't. Look, I don't do some things. You need to just keep quiet. Look, people have come to me and say, Pastor, have you cursed me? Because since I left this church, nothing is working for me. Since so and so, nothing is working. Now, please, if you have cursed me, I beg you, remove the curse. Somebody brought a bag of rice. He brought me suit. He brought me shoe. He brought me a carton of provision and other things to come and beg if I've cursed the person to remove the curse some years ago. Listen to me. I laughed. I said, me, if I curse you, I am more wicked. The law is catching up with you. The law, the principle, they will catch up with you. What you sow is what you reap. What you sow, you reap. What you sow, you reap. Yes. What you sow, you reap. It has not even come to a curse. I don't curse. I curse the devil. I curse the Satanists. I curse witches and wizards. I place a curse on them and their works. I don't curse children of God. No. I don't curse. Because the principle will bite you. The principle, yes. You borrow money, you don't pay. You lie about somebody, somebody will lie bigger about you, against you. Yes. Yes. What they say you shouldn't do, you do. Oh, it is not me. It is not anybody. It is you. It will turn against you and catch you. So you see, why did Jesus come in a bodily form? Why didn't God save us in the spirit? Adam ate fruit. Say, Adam ate fruit.
Adam ate fruit.
Say, Adam ate fruit.
Adam ate fruit.
Fine. And Adam willingly disobeyed God. He willingly aligned with the devil. So when I say Adam, it started with Eve. So Adam and Eve, they willingly aligned themselves. Look, it was a willful sin. They willfully sinned. They ate the fruit. So and what? Death came. God said, the day you eat, you will what? Die. That death is all separation, eternal separation from God. God eternally said, there are three kinds of death. So sometimes when we are praying death, some people don't understand. How do you tell the spirit die? It simply means that be eternally cut off from me. That spirit be eternally cut off. We have eternal death. Where God is eternally cut off. Look, anyone who is not born again is eternally dead. Is eternally dead. Is eternally dead. Yes. God is cut off from the person. When that person dies, going to hell. Even though he's alive. Yes, he's alive. That is bios life. Bios life. Yes, biological life. That one is a gift God has given. Even trees, animals, they have it. But eternal life is only given to human beings through Christ Jesus. Yes. So we have eternal life. We have natural life, bios life. And then, we have eternal death. When God separates from you, then we have physical death. When your soul is separated from the body. When your soul is separated from the body. So these are the two kinds of death that we have. Yes. Eternal death, physical death, and another one. There are three deaths. Eternal death, physical death. First one is physical death. Physical death. Spiritual death. Yes, physical death. And then spiritual death. Then we have eternal death. All the people you see about, walking about without Christ, they are spiritually dead. They are spiritually and eternally dead. That's why we are to share the gospel with people, to save them. And so because Adam died eternally and spiritually, Jesus had to come. He had to produce his body. And he has to produce blood. Blood is the only thing that pays for life. Death is only that what pays for life. Oh. Life, the Bible says that he who takes another person's life will also will have his life be taken. The only thing you use to pay life is another life. That was why Jesus had to come and produce his body as a sacrifice and his blood as payment. This is a principle. If you know God, you relax because God, and if you know God, you are careful because God never changes his principle. So when Jesus died and he was on the cross, they went and pierced him. When they pierced him, blood and water came out. You know, when a woman is going to deliver a baby, water, amniotic fluid, breaks out, followed by blood. Every childbirth is associated with water and blood. So you see Jesus at his side. When the soldier pierced him, water and blood came out. That was where we were born again. That's how we are born again. So our birth is on the cross. Jesus came for two things. To provide redemption and also to birth his kind. To provide what? Redemption and to birth his kind. The blood that came out was life. His life that he used to redeem us. That was the payment that he paid for our souls. And the water was what? His life. Water was his life that entered into us. So blood is his life that paid. It paid for our souls. And then water is his life that gave us life. Look, in the realms of the spirit, you are an extension of God. You are an expression of God. In fact, the devil doesn't want this. He does not want this for you to know this and to hear this. In fact, as a matter of fact, he doesn't want you to keep it in your head. So after prayer right now, Monday, after we pray, how many of you still remember this? I saw somebody put on his Facebook that I am an expression and extension of God. And I say, I have to give this person an offering, a seed. One of our sisters. Quickly she has caught it. I pray that it is not only put there on Facebook, but it must be in your head. It will surprise you that after Monday prayer and after today, other things will occupy people's head and the devil will be knocking at them and say, why me? Eh? Why me? Why this problem? And why? Why is my boss working again? Why so and so? He has taken it from your mind. He's standing there dancing and jubilating. Yes, his mind is not on it. This is what the devil is doing to us. I'm telling you, that is why we need the word of God. That is why I exhort you. What I am doing here, you don't get it in Bible school. It is the Holy Spirit that is teaching. And this thing will change your life. It is building Christ in you. It is building you. It is giving you what? Another version of yourself. And let me tell you, very soon, things will start changing. The things that you start producing, you'll be amazed. The way your life will be, your perception about life will change. Look, there is an invisible world there. There is an invisible world there. It's so real than this our world. And that's what controls this our world. Yes. That's what controls it. So, in fact, we have been given birth to control the invisible world. Colossians 1:19 says that God was pleased to have his fullness to dwell in Jesus. In the same way, Jesus is pleased to have his fullness dwell in us. In us. We are the image of Christ. We are the image of God. And let me give you another deep one. This one is theology. Eh? When the disciple pierced the side of Jesus, and blood and water came out, like a woman bringing forth amniotic fluid, and water comes out. Do you know that? That was how Eve was born, Eve was created. God took the rib from the side of Adam to create Eve. So you see how the things are playing? God took the rib from the side of Adam. In fact, the rib, the side that the soldier pierced, was the side, the rib that God took to form Eve. So side. That was how Eve was born. That was how Eve was created. That's how we are born. So you see, physical birth and spiritual birth. We were born on the cross. The cross is our legal tender. Look, the cross is what? Say the cross is my legal tender.
The cross is my legal tender.
Say the cross is my legal tender.
The cross is my legal tender.
Say the cross is my authority.
The cross is my authority.
Say the cross is my power.
The cross is my power.
Let me tell you, every blessing that you should enjoy was birthed on the cross, was redeemed in the cross, was paid for. The devil and his agents were defeated. They were nailed to the cross. I am not talking about physical cross. When we talk about cross, we are not talking about physical cross. I'm telling you. Yes, it's not a physical cross, but it is spiritual. What happened there in the realms of the spirit? Yes. People wear the chain of a cross. It's not bad, but don't worship that chain. It simply means that you believe in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Yes. There are instances where the physical cross has won victory for people. Constantine, Emperor Constantine, when he was going to war, he saw the cross. He saw the cross, the sign of the cross. People make footballers, they make the sign of the cross. It's not bad. It's not bad. Physically, it's not bad. But listen to me, it must be in your heart. Your heart must be connected to the cross. Your mind must be connected to what happened on the cross. Your mouth must be connected daily. Anytime there is a problem, your mouth should release the cross. Your mind should release the cross. Tell the devil, tell that demon, tell that situation, never, I will not allow you. I will not allow you because you were nailed to the cross. Listen to me. As we are God's expression and extension, every human being is a door. Say, I am a door. Say, I am a channel. Say,
I am a way.
In John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way. Please stop that. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said it. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Listen to me, church. Brethren, we are going to pray right now. Understand that you are a channel. Look, and there are billions of demons and spirits around. Any of them can express themselves through you. Look, the devil, demons can never express themselves without human being. And it is only when you allow them, when you give them permission, and we give them permission by our thinking, our mouth, and our actions. Yes. When you see people, look at the way God is moving this day. Look at the way manifestations. Some of them is an impartation, how people are responding and reacting to the spirit. It has nothing to do with demons. Some too is demonic. Demons are coming out of them. Powers are breaking out of them. So they are falling and shouting. How did those demons enter? They gave the demon permission through their actions. Certain things they did. They contracted the demon. The way they talk. The way they thought. You should never be an expression of anger. We have physical anger. Yes. But that's it. It shouldn't last long. But there is a demonic anger. Never be an expression of lust. Never be an expression of anxiety and worry. Never be an expression of extension of all, or an expression of greed. Never be an extension and expression of bitterness, unforgiveness. Never be an expression or extension of poverty, scarcity, lack, laziness. They are spiritual. They are spirit confusion. They want to express. Look, demons, even right now, this hall where we are here, who told you? Demons, they just move about. Look, when God opens your eyes and you see the way demons move among human beings, you know that it is grace. It is just grace. That's why always the Bible says that we must put on the armor of God and secure yourself in the blood or in the secret place all the time. When you see demons, they just flow around flies. You see how flies move about? When people, you see flies around, a fly, that's how demons move among us. And at that time, if the demon of death is hovering over this area, people have been dreaming, I dream about death. It means that there is a spirit of death is hovering over where you live. And the moment you begin to talk about death, the moment you talk about fear, then you start dreaming. And as you keep on dreaming, if you don't do anything about the dream, then the thing will happen. Rather be an expression and extension of God. Say, my Father in heaven, I thank you for making me.
I thank you for making me
your extension.
Your extension
and expression.
An expression.
I thank you for making me.
I thank you for making
me. I thank you for making me.
I thank you for making me.
Thank God right now. Thank God for making you. Thank God for making you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God for making you. Thank
yes,
God for
Lord.
Making you. Thank God for making
I thank you for making me your extension and your expression. I thank you, Lord. Let's thank the Lord for making us his expression and his extension. Let's continue to thank the Lord. The man of God is coming very soon. Let's continue to thank the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for making us your expression and extension. That through us, O Lord, you will demonstrate yourself, your power. Through us, you will demonstrate who you are to the world. We thank you for this opportunity, for making us your expression and your extension. We are so grateful. Thank you, Lord, for vesting your power in us, for giving us your authority, for giving us the cross. Yes, Lord, which is our power, the cross which is our legal tender, the cross which is our authority. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for making us your expression and your extension. We give you glory. We give you all the praise. We are so thankful unto you for this privilege. Yes, Lord, that when we stand, we can demonstrate your power and stand for you, O Lord. You have made us your expression. You have made us your extension. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. Yes, O Lord, let's continue to declare. We thank you. We bless you, Father. Rekebo shanda ilaba karanda ilebro katamastiki andeleba ilaba baba 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 rekebo shanda ilaba baba korata kabasta ilababa rakota kabaya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for making us your expression and your extension. We give you all the glory for this privilege. It is a privilege indeed to be an expression of God, to be his extension, the extension of his power, his authority. Yes, we thank you, our Father. Yes, for this privilege. Thank you, Lord, for making us your expression and extension. We bless your holy name, O God.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, I declare today.
I declare today.
I mention your name.
I, Gladys.
I take my position.
I take my position
as God's expression.
As God's expression.
An extension.
An extension.
I take my position.
My position.
I take my place.
I take my place.
I take my place.
I take my place.
And my position.
And my position.
I take my place.
I take my place.
And my position.
And my position.
I take my place.
I take my place.
And my position.
And my position.
As God's extension.
As God's extension.
An expression.
An expression.
As God's extension.
As God's extension.
An expression.
An expression.
At my workplace.
At my workplace. Place,
at my workplace,
at my workplace,
in this office,
in this office,
in this office,
in this office,
in my family,
in my family,
in my father's house,
in my father's
in
house,
my mother's house,
in my mother's house,
in this compound,
in this compound,
in this locality,
in this locality,
in this neighborhood,
in this neighborhood,
in this neighborhood,
in this neighborhood,
in this church,
in this church,
in this church,
in this church,
in this company,
in this company,
in this compound,
in this compound,
I take my place,
I take my place,
in my position,
and my position,
as God's extension,
as God's extension,
and expression,
an expression,
I take my position.
My position
and my place,
and my place
as God's
as
extension,
God's extension
and, expression.
And expression.
I am God's
I
extension,
am God's extension
and, expression.
And expression.
I am God's
I
extension,
am God's extension
and, expression.
And expression.
I am God's extension,
I am God's extension
and, expression.
And expression.
I am God's extension,
I am God's extension
and, expression.
And expression.
I am God's extension,
I am God's extension
and, expression.
And expression.
I am God's extension,
I am God's extension
and, expression.
And expression.
In this country,
in this country,
in this country,
in this country,
in this country.
In this country.
In this country,
in this country,
mention the country
in
where
this
you are.
Country,
in this
Ghana.
Country, Ghana.
Yes, Lord, where
in
I
this
am.
Country.
In this country,
in Cote d'Ivoire.
In Cote d'Ivoire.
In Cote d'Ivoire.
In this country,
in Denmark.
In this country,
in Denmark.
In this country,
in United Kingdom.
In this country,
in America.
In this country,
in Australia.
In this country,
in Malaysia.
In this country,
in Malaysia.
In this country,
in Gabon.
In this country,
in Burkina Faso.
In this country,
in Burkina
yes,
Faso.
Lord.
In Nigeria.
In this country,
in Nigeria.
In this country,
in Nigeria.
In this country,
in Switzerland,
I take my
in
place.
Germany,
I take
in
my
the
place.
Netherlands,
and my position
in the Netherlands,
as God's
in the
expression.
Netherlands.
And
in the Netherlands,
extension.
I take my
I
position.
Take my position.
I take my
I
position.
Take my position.
I take my position.
I take my position.
In Ethiopia.
In Ethiopia.
In Ethiopia.
In Ethiopia.
In Kenya.
In Kenya.
I take my position.
I take my position.
And my place.
And my place.
As God's extension.
As God's extension.
And expression.
And expression.
As God's
extension.
And expression.
And expression.
As God's extension.
As God's extension.
And expression.
And expression. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For this privilege, I take my place in the name of Jesus. I take my place and I take my position as God's extension and God's expression. Wherever I find myself, I am the expression of God.
Do you know what the Holy Spirit just said to me right now? Somebody should write it down. You see, this was the revelation that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had. That was where they prospered wherever they were. Hey! Please write it for me. This is the revelation that God gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So anywhere they find themselves, the systems were working for them. Evil systems, they were prospering. That was why Isaac in Genesis 26, when he wanted to go down to Egypt, he wanted to escape famine, dry land, no rain, because of sin. God was punishing them. And he was also running away from Gerar. God said to him, stay here. Stay here for a while. My presence will be with you. That my presence, you are my extension. You are my expression. What a revelation. Look, please cut this revelation and it will surprise you. You begin to prosper wherever you are, no matter the economic situation. That was why Sunday, God impact, God gave us the mantle of upgrading, upgrading anointing to upgrade us so that we don't feel the economic impact because of what is coming. God is already preparing us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, the countries I mentioned are the countries that I know are online. Malawi, yes, Apostle Misioma from Malawi Yes, the countries that I know online, South Africa, yes, those are the countries I'm mentioning. So if you are from a country that have not, Brazil, yes, I have not mentioned, you can just put it there. Don't worry if I don't mention your country. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I declare right now.
That
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I take my position.
In this country.
In this city. In this town. In this village.
In this family.
In this office.
In this community, in this neighborhood, in this church, in this group, in this compound, I take my position.
Yes, God bless you.
Paris is horizon. Let everyone catch this revelation. In this city of Accra, in this neighborhood, in this area where I am, God's extension.
In my life, your spells are destroyed. Projections are
cut. Barrenness is destroyed. Poverty is destroyed. Delay is destroyed. Deferred hope is destroyed. Say in Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
I am God's extension and expression.
In this marriage. In this home.
Therefore, witches and wizards.
You devil.
And your agent. You cannot operate.
I shut you down.
I disallow you.
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 In my home.
In my marriage.
In my business.
In my career.
In this office.
On my seat.
In my position.
I disallow you.
You cannot operate. I disallow you. Oh my God, the prayer is working. No one should tell you that this prayer is working. Look, let me tell you something. Do you observe that some people enter into your office or you enter some place and suddenly you are afraid? You are just afraid.
Yeah.
You know the reason why people go to exam? They've studied the thing well. They can write. Immediately they enter the exam hall, they are confused. Exam fever. Do you know somebody entered there with a spirit? Somebody became an extension of witchcraft. Somebody entered there with witchcraft. And that witchcraft is dominating. Somebody might have made, look, witches, when they go to meeting, this is how they do, how we are praying like this. This is how they pray. These are the things they do. I'm telling you. And when they come out, words are creative. Words, they are creative. And especially when your heart is connected, your mind and your thoughts, when they are connected, sure creation. Some people enter your office and then you are just afraid. Or you enter some office, sometimes your boss, immediately your boss enters. Everybody is just afraid. The man is carrying something. Let me tell you, some of you who made this declaration, from now, your boss will start getting afraid of you.
Amen.
I'm telling you, your boss, you enter there as God's extension.
Thank you, Lord.
As God's expression.
Thank you, Lord.
I enter this office as God's extension, as God's expression. You see how people will start saluting you. I've entered some offices and some big men stood for me. And I wonder, it is now I'm understanding, as we were from Monday, that was when I understood. Yes. A big man himself will get up. Yes. A former president. He will get up and then kick, drink, and serve me and serve himself. Yes. At the castle. He will serve me and serve himself. Then I'm shaking. Then I said, oh. He said, sir, please, no, let me. He said, Dela, this is my office. It's not your office. It's my office. This is my domain. I say, then I salute. You sit down. Yes, he will serve himself and be served and also serve me. The two of us, we dream the same thing. It was Monday when we started praying this that I understood that thing. That you enter the place. You were not the person was serving. No. No. He was serving God's extension. He was serving God's extension. What you are carrying. Say, I declare. From today. I refuse.
To become.
An extension.
Of poverty.
An expression of poverty.
I refuse.
I reject.
I resist.
To become.
An extension.
Of any evil.
An extension of fear.
Of discouragement.
An extension of discouragement.
Of fear.
Of worry.
Of anxiety.
Of poverty.
Of scarcity.
All these things.
An extension.
Of death.
Of death.
Of wickedness.
All these things. You cannot operate.
You cannot express yourself.
Through me.
Anger.
You can't express yourself.
Demonic anger.
You can no longer.
Express yourself through me.
Demonic anger.
You can no longer express yourself through me.
Fear.
You can no longer express yourself through me.
Bitterness. You can no longer express yourself through me.
Discouragement.
You can no longer express yourself through me.
Lack.
Scarcity.
Poverty.
You can no longer express yourself through me. I resist you.
I reject you.
Our final prayer. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
As God's extension. An expression.
I declare.
I am prosperous.
I am victorious.
I am prosperous.
I am victorious.
I am victorious.
I am healthy.
I am strong.
I am bold.
I am courageous.
I am courageous.
I am prosperous.
I am prosperous.
I am wealthy.
I am wealthy.
I am wealthy.
I am fulfilled.
In every aspect of my life.
There is peace. There is joy.
I am victorious.
Over all powers.
Over principalities.
Over every battle.
I am victorious.
I am at the top.
I am the head.
I am the head.
In this office.
In this department, 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 in my family.
I am the head. I rule. I am in charge. In my home.
I am in charge.
No power can be in charge of my husband,
of my wife,
of any of my children.
Of my marriage,
no power,
no power,
no power,
no power,
no principality,
no principality
can be in charge,
can be in charge,
can be in charge,
can be in charge
of my business,
of my business,
of my career,
of my career,
of my position,
of my position,
of my seat,
of my seat,
of my work,
of my work.
No power,
no power.
I am in charge.
I am in charge.
I am in charge.
I am in
charge. As God's extension,
as God's extension,
an expression,
an expression.
I am in charge.
I am in charge.
I take 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 charge.
Let all power.
Let all power.
Let them bow.
Let them bow.
Let them bow.
Let them bow.
Let them give in.
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 Let them give way.
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 Principalities.
Principalities and powers.
Let them give way.
Let them give way.
Let them give way.
Let them give way.
Let them bow.
Let them bow.
Let them surrender.
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 Let them bow.
Let them give way.
Let them give way.
Let them bow.
Let them give way.
Let them give way.
Let them bow.
Let them
give way.
Let them
give way.
Let them bow.
Let them give way.
Let them give way.
Let them surrender.
Let them surrender.
I declare.
I declare.
This day.
This day.
Deliver my testimony.
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 Deliver my expectation.
Deliver my expectation.
Deliver my solution.
Deliver my solution.
Deliver my breakthrough.
Deliver my breakthrough.
Deliver my open doors.
Deliver my open doors.
Deliver my answers.
Deliver my answers.
Deliver my answers.
Deliver my answers.
To the prayers I've prayed.
To the prayers I've prayed.
Deliver my miracles.
Deliver my miracles.
Deliver my healing.
Deliver my healing.
Deliver my deliverance.
Deliver my deliverance.
Deliver my childbirth.
Deliver my childbirth.
Deliver my womb.
Deliver my expectations.
Deliver my expectations.
Deliver my
deliver my husband.
Deliver my
deliver
husband.
Deliver my wife.
Deliver my wife.
Deliver my children.
Deliver my children.
Deliver my business.
Deliver. Deliver.
Deliver my career.
Deliver my career.
Deliver. Deliver.
Deliver my children.
Deliver my finances.
Deliver my finances.
Deliver. Deliver.
Deliver.
Deliver.
Deliver.
Deliver. Deliver.
Deliver. Deliver.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 God has done His work. Over to you. God is finished. Over to you. People who are seeing Jesus, He's asking them, what at all do you want? Somebody saw Jesus. He saw Jesus, the glorified Jesus, light. He couldn't see Jesus' face. Then he saw Jesus on the cross, crying and shouting when they were nailing him. And when shouted, it is finished. Then the glorified Jesus pointed and said, I finish it there. I have nothing else for you. I finish it there. So go there and take it. I believe that was what Benihin saw. And started storming the gates of hell. Please, begin to storm the gates of hell. Begin to pray like this. And watch your ways. Watch your ways. Watch your life. Watch your mouth. Watch your thinking. And stop worrying God. He is finished. He has nothing else. He has given you His life. He has given you birth. You are an extension and expression. Over to you. My son is my son. My daughter is my daughter. Your children are your children. They don't need to do anything. They are. What else do they do? Nothing. They are. They are. Look, you are carrying the DNA of God. So sit down. Sit down and let the devil play with you. Keep on. Keep on blaming pastors. Keep on blaming church. Keep on jumping from prophet to prophet. Who told you that any prophet will help? What I am doing here is what prophets are supposed to do. The Old Testament. Prophets were preachers. They are to reveal the word, because those days they were the only people that were anointed to carry the word. Priest, the priest, they carry our needs to God, and prophets bring the word of God to us. Yes, what I am doing is prophetic. I am opening your eyes. I am giving you the word, revelation, for you to work it yourself. Pastor, nobody has called us to do anything for you. No, we are to impart like this impartation I've been doing the past two Sundays. Yes, that's all we have to do. If I'm to lay hands, I lay hands. If I'm to speak into your life, I speak. You should carry those words now and go and do battles with them. and see result, then your faith will grow in Christ. And when your faith links up, you yourself, you begin to work miracle, then you are reproducing. Stop going from prophet to prophet, church to, your miracle is not in any church. Of course, yes, God can lead you to a place. Please, when God is leading you, follow and go. But if it is not God, don't just use your mind. No, let God lead you. He knows why. He knows why. And let me tell you, where God has led you, no matter how far the place is, get connected. Do everything. Pay the price. Because he knows why. Don't just stay there and say, I will not church. Attend the church that is too far. Look at the church that behind my wall. Maybe you don't know, the thing you carry is heavier than the church. Eh? What you carry is heavier than the church. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, the whole church, you alone, the thing you carry is heavier than the church. When you enter the church, then the foundation will collapse. So God knows, he knows what you carry. He knows who you should be. And he directs us and leads us. When people come and they are asking for transfer, I just give them. Many years ago in my former church, when this big woman, bank lady, bank manager came to ask for transfer, I said, to which church? I just signed. He went and reported me to the senior pastor. I said, I went to Pastor Adela. He didn't ask. He just gave me transfer. So my senior pastor said, Pastor, maybe God is leading him out of the church. If anybody has offended him, I'm sorry. Maybe I should have asked him, why are you going? Has somebody offended you? Or so, so and so. If somebody, then I talk to you. Because everywhere you go, there is offense. No church is perfect. Oh. If you are leaving because of anger, so and so, forget it. Oh. But if it is God leading you, so, Pastor, I'm sorry, maybe. But today, yes, when I'm there, people ask, I say, has anybody offended? Some of them, they come and lie. They come and tell lies. But God will be telling me she wants to go and live her own life. She's already pregnant. She will be disciplined. So she's running away. She's dodging. She's doing this. He's going to do this. God tells me, but God said, just listen to what they are saying. I give you the transfer. Because if it is God leading you out and you are still there, you become a problem. But so please, know these things. Live with them. You have prayed. Oh, we have led you. Please, you yourself, go and do it now. And stop going from place to place. Let me tell you, even Roman Catholic Church, if your heart is right and you are following the word, Roman Catholic Church can even be a blessing to you. I'm telling you, it is not church. Some of these pastors that we are following, you don't know. Some of them have fallen. Some of them are just basking in former glory. God was telling me some things and a prophet confirmed it yesterday. I was shocked about some of these big, big pastors that me, myself, sometimes, some of them, they have compromised. God's hand is no longer upon them.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.